Movies and musicals on RTE Lyric FM, sponsored by IFI at Home, the new streaming service from the Irish Film Institute. Come home to film. Come home to ifihome.ie.
The Virgin Media Dublin International Film Festival launched its full programme earlier this week. The online festival will run from the 3rd to the 14th of March and has been reimagined to bring audiences the best of new films and old classics, all while allowing people to attend the festival in the safest possible way. Now, much as we are all missing the cinema, and it has been a tough year for cinema, it is a real joy to see such a great selection of films, both homegrown and international, coming our way. And do remember, on a positive note, that online opens up the festival to everyone around the country, and we can watch as much as we like from the comfort of our own homes. To tell us more, I'm joined by Festival Director Gráinne Humphreys. Gráinne, you just got in there last year with your festival. Cinemas closed just days later, and what a strange year it's been. So you've had to work in a very different way to create this year's programme. How has it been?
It's been really weird. I mean, I know that we've all been experiencing the changes, but normally I have a very set routine. I go to see films in Cannes, and then I start watching the submissions in June. And, you know, I maybe go to another couple of film festivals. And Toronto, we see the films that are coming out for the kind of, you know, Oscar run. And this year there was kind of silence. It was like, you know, sort of tumbleweed floating past and me going, where are the films going to arrive? You know, it's like standing at a bus stop waiting for something to happen. And then suddenly around October, there was this sudden rush of films, and a combination of factors. I think people just realized that, you know, that it was better to move and to get their films out there and to get them shown. And also just the energy, I suppose, around the fact that, you know, there was all these possibilities of having, you know, a back to cinema world in 2021. So we were very lucky. I mean, we were still planning on a hybrid screening of drive-ins, of outdoor and cinema screenings up until about 2 weeks ago. And then we just realized that, you know, that was symbolic and optimistic and something that we just couldn't actually risk. So we did that over 2.5 weeks. And what's been lovely is we've got all the films, you know, all the films have actually, you know, accepted to be online. And yeah, we're working with all the distributors and sales agents and filmmakers that we would normally work with, just a different way of presenting them.
Exactly. But, you have a gorgeous opening film, which is Supernova, with incredible performances from Colin Firth and Stanley Tucci. This was a no-brainer in terms of an opener, I'd say.
It was. I mean, I'm delighted they're going to be joining us on opening night, because when I actually saw it, and I was sitting on the couch, as you described earlier, that you know, I actually found myself in tears, but I really loved them so much, both their performances and their characters, that I wanted to watch it all over again. And I think actually one of the things you can do with online is actually watch things again. But it's a beautiful film about love and about relationships and the kind of intimacy between people. And from my point of view, I just felt that it actually touched me, and I felt that that's what cinema has the power to do. And it was really important to pick a film for opening night that kind of gave us that sense of connection.
Yeah, and you've had both Colin Firth and Stanley Tucci at the festival before. You're giving a festival award to Firth, is that right?
We are. I mean, I have to say, Colin was here with a film called Genova in 2009, actually, and Stanley was here more for a kind of celebration of his career in 2014. So I'm delighted that actually Stanley's going to present Colin with his Volta Award on opening night. Well deserved. But I think in a way that's what's lovely about the festival this year. As I said, it's a combination of old friends and people that we've worked with many times before. And Walter Fasano, the great Italian editor, is joining us for a masterclass. And it's just nice to be able to say to people, we are going ahead.
Yeah.
You know, that they need that, I think. Filmmakers need to know their film is being seen, and audiences equally need to see new work. And I think I felt delighted by seeing all the new television, particularly, that's come out over the last kind of 6 months. But I have felt a tiny bit like I'd like to see more world cinema and to see more kind of new talents and debut features. So hopefully for people like me, that the festival will satisfy that.
Well, yeah, as always, you've great homegrown talent as well as international. Let's come to the international first. What are the ones you'd like us to keep an eye out for?
Well, I think there's a fantastic new film called Limbo, which is a beautiful film about Syrian refugees in the north of Scotland, directed by Ben Sharrock. features a wonderful performance by Sidsi Babette Knudsen of Borgen fame. We have Ammonite, the new film with Saoirse Ronan and Kate Winslet. My New York Year, lovely Irish co-production, directed by Canadian film Philip Falardeau, which stars Sigourney Weaver.
Sigourney Weaver is turning up in all kinds of places these days. We just saw her in the final season of Call My Agent. Interesting, isn't it?
She's fantastic in this. She plays the kind of slightly arch head of a literary agency in New York. Sort of echoes of Working Girl in here, but she's absolutely fantastic. But there's great films from Korea. We have a neo-noir called Beast Clawing at Straws. We've got some wonderful films from France, including Voir le Jour with Sandrine Bonnaire. New Order, Michel Franco's slightly controversial film from Mexico. And as in my head, it's really interesting to kind of try and find ways of bringing in, as I said, these filmmakers, because they've all taken really interesting subjects. And in a way, our new world makes us look at them anew. You know, so Michelle's film is about, you know, Mexico City on fire and the rage between the kind of rich classes and the women, the people who work for them. So you see it in a much more kind of like possibly black and white way than we possibly would have seen before.
It's interesting scanning through the programme and, you know, we come across photos of all kinds of actors and filmmakers. Then, Gráinne, there's a pig. Tell us about the pig.
Oh, thank you, lady. Because one of the things I really miss is, and maybe we'll still be able to do it, is get Gunda on the red carpet. But Viktor Kosakowski is one of the great, you know, documentary makers. And Gunda is a beautiful film. It is
It's a day in the life of a pig.
And it will break your heart.
Aww.
And again, in a way, that's kind of where I feel like those parts of this program are very emotional. And you look at them and you'll kind of find yourself drawing into the predicaments of individuals. But this pig has a family and a lifestyle and a world that we live in. For about 70 minutes. No one who watches Gunda will forget her. It's a really, really special film. Honestly, I've been talking about this film. My colleagues in the office think I'm slightly mad. But I think, in a way, you know, films like Supernova, like Gunda, I do feel like we've all become very, you know, sensitive to the world around us.
Yeah.
You know, we've possibly had time to stop and think. And there's a number of documentaries that probably have that. We have a beautiful film called The Reason I Jump, which is, it kind of takes you inside the world of those with autism, and it's beautifully told. But again, it's just a feeling that I have about the way in which we now view both the world and the stories within it.
That's very true. And we're watching these on a smaller screen, obviously, this year. So the more sort of intimate movie will work very well. Now, I wanted to talk to you also about some of the homegrown talent. You've an awful lot of Irish films in this year. I sort of hadn't heard of them, and next thing, here they all are.
Well, I think the thing about Irish talent is that, you know, I thought everybody was actually, you know, sort of sitting and whatever, practicing their languages on Duolingo.
Exactly.
But actually, a lot of people have been working very, very hard.
Yes.
So we've fantastic. Ivan Kavanagh, I keep calling him the Irish filmmaker who's made me kind of stay up most nights, because Ivan Kavanagh makes these incredibly atmospheric, very kind of like creepy, brilliant kind of horror films. And we've his new film, Son. Tyga O'Sullivan, a really, really fantastic Irish filmmaker, has made a beautiful film. It's a kind of Valentine to the moon, called To the Moon, which features archive material from all over the world. We have our closing night film, Deadly Cuts, which is riotously funny.
It looks great, and it's so perfect for the world we're living in right now with no hairdressers.
You could not actually build a better closing night film in order to have an Irish comedy with brilliant newcomers, led by Angeline Bull, directed by Rachel Carey, whose first feature it is, about murderous hairdressers. I mean, it's absolutely perfect. I'm smiling as I'm actually saying
it. Yeah, it sounds great. Just a few more things I want to mention. The retrospective on black women filmmakers. And also, I was thrilled to see you're going ahead with the surprise film.
Yes. Well, the retro was something that came out of last year's Women Make Film season, where we actually, as I said, showed Mark Cousins' 14-hour opus to the women directors of you know, classic Hollywood and world cinema, actually. So this year, what we focused on is really on the black women filmmakers from the sort of 90s and 2000s. So you're talking about people like Julie Dash, Ava DuVernay will be there, Amma Asante, who's actually going to participate in one of our events, and looking at the filmmakers whose contributions have slightly been kind of sidelined or marginalized, and trying to bring them into, you know, the consciousness of not just kind of the general public, but, you know, with our work with Trinity and with the Young Film Critics Circle, to try and get them into the heads of the kind of students who are writing and hopefully making films in the future. And then the surprise, I really worried, Aideen, I was so worried that it would be the thing that we would lose, you know, and everyone said, it's crazy, you can't do it unless, you know, can't do it online, it's not possible, you have to have it in the cinema. And then we worked out a way to do it. And I'm really excited because earlier than normal, because as I know, I normally taunt the listeners, we don't really know what it's going to be until closer to the date, which is very, very scary. But we know what it is. And there's a couple of firsts attached to it. So I'm really excited that this surprise film is going to be something, as I said, kind of slightly different from the usual year, but then everything is.
Excellent. Diff.ie for all the details. We're going to finish just with a little word on Kubrick and Wendy Carlos. Tell me more.
Well, Wendy Carlos was one of the pioneers in electronic music, and she did quite famously the score for a couple of Kubrick films, including Clockwork Orange and The Shining. But she was also obviously a kind of, you know, real kind of icon, I suppose, for a lot of the DJs in the electronic dance music genre. And Underplayed is a documentary that we're showing about these women and their fantastic, passionate embrace of this musical genre. So this piece of music is really to, I suppose, to hark back or to link into two different things. One is a documentary on Kubrick, and the other is a documentary about the musicians who are influenced by one of the key collaborators of Kubrick's The Shining, which is the great Wendy Carlos.
Okay, we're going to go out on a little bit of The Shining. Gráinne Humphreys, director of the Virgin Media Dublin International Film Festival. Thank you. The festival running from the 3rd until the 14th of March. Full details from diff.ie.